Yo, this protein needs to fold faster. Add some AI to it. Hello world, it's Siraj. And last month, an AI lab called DeepMind entered their algorithm, dubbed AlphaFold, into a competition to predict the shapes of proteins and won. This is a big deal. Unlike the rest of the teams, DeepMind had zero experience in molecular biology, yet they still beat top pharmaceutical companies with 100K plus employees like Pfizer at this challenge. And not only that, they won by an unusually large margin over second place. DeepMind demonstrated that an engineering solution, not necessarily a breakthrough insight, could accelerate scientific discovery. DeepMind will probably release the AlphaFold code and paper later this year, but I just couldn't wait for that, so I went ahead and recreated it programmatically as best I could. I'll explain the theory and code in this video. Click subscribe if you haven't yet. But before we do that, we need to zoom out to see the bigger picture here. Okay, not that far. Almost everything new, all knowledge and innovation in science and technology centers around one of three ideas: the atom, the byte, and the gene. All three are building blocks, basic organizational units of a larger whole. The atom for matter, the byte for digitized information, and the gene for biological information. Matter, information, and biology are all inherently hierarchically organized. Understanding the smallest part is crucial to understanding the whole. And while these three ideas have dominated science and technology in the 20th century, their convergence will dominate the 21st. AlphaFold is the perfect example of a convergence between two: biology and information, the gene and the byte. A gene is a region of DNA that encodes some instructions. DNA is the blueprint for all living things. A copy of it is found in every cell of an organism, from a strand of your hair to your moneymaker. Think of it like software, and the cell with its molecular machinery is the hardware running the software. DNA needs a living cell to carry out its instructions. In the proper setting, these instructions are powerful, producing a whole human being from just a single cell, as it did with each of us during our 8 months of gestation in the womb. DNA's instructions are used to make proteins, the complex molecules that do most of the work in our bodies. The instructions of DNA are transcribed to an intermediary molecule called mRNA. The information contained in RNA molecules are translated into the language of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. This language tells the cell's protein-making machinery the precise order in which to link the amino acids to produce a specific protein. This is a big task because there are 20 types of amino acids, which can be placed in a whole lot of different orders to form a wide variety of proteins. These proteins fight viruses, transmit signals to coordinate biological processes, provide structural support for cells, transport molecules, act as storage devices, make you swole. They have a huge range of functions in the body. Proteins are complex molecules. They aren't stable in their unfolded or fully extended shape. They spontaneously fold inside and outside of the body based on interactions between amino acids and different environments. The ability to predict a protein's shape allows us to better diagnose and treat diseases that are believed to be caused by misfolding proteins, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and cystic fibrosis. Knowing how proteins operate opens up new potential within drug discovery. It will enable scientists to create much more effective cures for diseases more efficiently, which would ultimately improve the quality of life for millions of patients around the world. In fact, any material with any set of desired properties could be constructed using proteins. We could build a material as hard as a turtle shell or as soft as a jellyfish. We can build liquids that dissolve plastics or the most flexible fibers in the known universe. Think of proteins like generalized materials. If we understood the inverse function of material properties, meaning their protein structures, it would change the world far beyond the monetary value of the invention. We could improve crop efficiency by creating insecticidal proteins or frost-protective coatings. We could regenerate tissue in disabled veterans through self-assembling proteins. A whole new realm of cosmetic and enhancement supplements for improved health could be introduced. Solving protein folding doesn't just mean curing diseases. It means helping solve world hunger, enhancing our own physical capabilities, and creating new biomaterials. A protein starts off as a straight string of amino acids chained together in a unique ordering. Then, an initial folding process occurs that includes a few twists and zigzag folds, giving it more of a 3D shape. This folding progresses as component amino acids come together through attraction across disparate lengths of the protein, and sometimes the resulting protein will attach to other proteins after finishing folding in order to function properly. This whole process is driven by energy minimization. We can imagine the process of protein folding as a hiking expedition across a field of rolling hills to find the deepest valley. The tops of hills describe protein folds that are very unlikely to occur, and the valleys describe states that the protein is drawn towards, the native state. For a given protein of X amino acids, there are about 3 to the X possible folds. This quickly becomes intractable for proteins of meaningful size, which contain hundreds of amino acids. It's a high-dimensional landscape. Trying to predict the shape of it remains difficult for most methods. Thus far, scientists have been able to predict some protein shapes using experimental techniques like cryo-electron microscopy, nuclear magnetic resonance, and X-ray crystallography. Each of these methods is a time-intensive process. Lots of trial and error are involved, and it often takes years and tens of thousands of dollars per structure. But the rapidly dropping cost of genetic sequencing has increased the amount of available genetic data to train on, and this is a major reason why biologists are turning to AI as an alternative to traditional prediction processes for difficult proteins. CASP, the community-wide experiment on the critical assessment of techniques for protein structure prediction, was established in 1994 and became the gold standard for assessing different protein folding prediction techniques. It's helped catalyze research and measure progress on the newest methods for improving the accuracy of predictions. DeepMind entered into the competition and won against a total of 98 competitors, vastly outcompeting the team winning the second place. DeepMind be like, get wrecked. While the team in second place could predict only 3 of 43 proteins, AlphaFold correctly predicted the structure of 25 of those. The protein folding problem has been worked on now for over 5 decades. The challenge is that DNA only contains information about the sequence of a protein's amino acid chains, its building block. Predicting how these chains will fold into the intricate 3D structures of a protein is the hard part. Over the years, as scientists have been able to discover various protein structures using different techniques, a database of proteins was compiled called the Protein Data Bank. It's a dataset that contains over 146K proteins, and DeepMind used 29K of them to train its neural network. The input would be the amino acid sequence, and the output, or label, is the collection of coordinates that represent the resulting protein's 3D shape. Yay, supervised learning! AlphaFold was able to learn the relationship between the amino acid chains and their resulting protein structures. Then, given a new amino acid chain, it could predict an associated protein structure. AlphaFold consisted of 2 deep residual convolutional neural networks. We've seen a lot of advances in tasks like image recognition and speech recognition by simply stacking more layers onto neural networks. The more layers a network has, the deeper it's considered. But simply stacking more layers onto a network only goes so far, and after a certain threshold, accuracy starts to drop. Microsoft Research thought of a brilliant solution to this problem. Just connect the output of previous layers to the output of new layers. Assuming you have a 3-layer network, for example, you wouldn't only pass the output of layer 1 to layer 2 and so on, but you would also add up the outputs of layer 1 to the outputs of layer 2. This residual architecture helped them win the ImageNet competition in 2015, and DeepMind repurposed it for protein structure prediction. Their 2 ResNets predicted the distances between pairs of amino acids and the angles between the chemical bonds that connect those amino acids. They used the popular gradient descent optimization technique, using a combination of these predicted features to optimize full multiple protein chain structures. They input the results of their predictions into a 3D modeling software suite called Rosetta to help visualize the resulting proteins. Rosetta is able to construct a protein structure in both Cartesian and internal coordinate representations using these features. In another method, they used a generative network called a direct recurrent attention writer, or DRAW, but it's not clear how exactly it was used, so we're not going there right now. I also have a great video on how gradient descent works, by the way. Link will be in the video description. So that's AlphaFold. It used this dataset to generate new structures from a given set of amino acids and was scored on its accuracy using two deep residual networks. Demis, CEO of DeepMind, stated that they didn't solve the protein folding problem entirely, but it was a first step. It's likely that the next step for them is to incorporate reinforcement learning into the pipeline to help increase AlphaFold's accuracy. We have no idea how much computing power was used here, but I think it's fair to say a lot. Like all machine learning techniques, though, it's only a matter of time before some wizard somewhere finds a way to run it on a fraction of the necessary computing resources. In fact, that's the coding challenge for this week. Replicate AlphaFold as best you can. Post your GitHub link in the comment section of this video, and I'll give a video shout-out to the top two entries 2 weeks from now. Three things to remember from this video. Proteins are an important component of every cell in the body, and if we can predict how they fold, then we can cure many diseases, boost crop yields massively, and enhance our own physical capabilities. DeepMind's AlphaFold used two residual networks to predict the distance between pairs of amino acids and the angles between chemical bonds that connect those amino acids. They optimized these networks using gradient descent and input their predictions into Rosetta software to visualize the resulting proteins in 3D, ultimately placing first in the CASP competition. What kind of science experiment do you want to apply AI to? Let me know in the comments section, and please subscribe for more programming videos. For now, I've got to release a music video, so thanks for watching.